and Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's advice to Ira Hodgkins appeared to be working out even better than Abner anticipated. And for the first time in years, Ira's livery stable is going to show some profit. As we look in on the little community today, we find Squire Skimp in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Abner. Listen.
Yeah, what do you mean you've got great news, Squire? Well, you won't believe this, Abner. But after all these years of not making a penny, that livery stable of our Hodgkins is going to make money hand over fist. Yeah, I know that, Squire. He's worked out a plan to help Walt Bates keep his war workers in town over the weekend and cut down absenteeism. Yeah, I know. He's going to use the livery stable wagons and teams to furnish transportation out to that old CCC building every Saturday night. Going to have dances, box supper, an old-fashioned hayride. Well, you don't have to tell me all this, Squire. Yes, sir, Ira is going to make himself a pretty penny out of that, Abner. Yeah, I know he is. And to think that all these years he sat over there in front of that livery stable not doing a blessed thing. Hardly ever stirred out of that rocking chair. Almost too lazy to lift his arm to move a checker. Yeah, he's lazy, all right. I've always said, Abner, there was a man with no ambition. But maybe all these years he was sitting there, he was thinking, and finally came up with this idea. Well, I never studied this up himself, though I done that. You did? Well, actually, it was Papa. But see, long as me and him's in the advice business together now, I reckon you could sort of say it was my idea, too. See, it all started when Ira come to me for advice on his troubles in the home. Yeah, what trouble was that, Abner? Oh, his mama-in-law come to live with him, and she got his woman Josie to thinking that Ira was just a lazy, no-good varmint. Yes, well, that's an understandable point of view, all right, Abner. They claimed that Ira never made no money over there at the livery stable, and he ought to give it up. Yes, I know Josie's always had to make the living by taking in washings. So I advised Ira to change jobs with Josie and her mama and just let them see how hard-running the livery stable was. Well, that sounds like a bad mistake, Abner. Oh, no, it worked out fine. See, Papa studied up this Saturday night dancing hayride idea for Walt Bates and that boom business over at the livery stable, so now everybody's happy. You say that your father actually thought up that plan, Abner? Oh, yeah, Papa's smart, just like me. Fact is, he's over at the livery stable right now acting as a sort of an advisor. Well, I believe I'd better run over there, too, Abner. Now that Ira is a wealthy man, why, he'll need to carry more insurance. Yes, all right, Squire. Papa's still over there. Why, tell him to come over to the store here so that I can go out and make the delivery. Yes, I'll tell him, Abner. I believe that was your ring there. Yeah, I heard it. So long, Squire. Hello, Jot'em Down Store and Library. Also, Peabody and Peabody Advice Bureau. Old Doc Peabody Jr. doing the talking. Mom? Oh, how are you, Miss Emmeline? No, Mom, I ain't heard a word from Lum since that first postcard. Yeah, it is sort of cute, I reckon. Oh, no, it ain't nothing wrong. He's just so busy singing in that singing contest that he ain't got time to write, I reckon. Yes, Mom. Well, hope he does, too.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, howdy, Art. I'll be with you just a second here. Well, I'll have to go now, Miss Emmeline. A customer just come in. Yes, Mom, I'll let you know just quick as I hear something from Mom.
Hurry up, Abner.
Yes, Mom. Well, much obliged for calling. Goodbye.
Abner, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, all right, old boy. How does it feel to be a rich man? You don't look no different than when you was poor. What's the first thing you're going to buy yourself, a diamond stick pin?
Don't talk to me about no diamond stick pin, Abner. I ain't no mood for it. Just look at my hands.
Your hands?
Yeah, look at them. Take a good look at them.
Well, what about them?
Look here. All red and raw. Practical blistered.
For the land's sake. Why, it looks like you've been boiling them things in the hot water.
Well, that's just about what I've been a-doing. These here poor old hands has been in the wash tub practically all night long a-washing clothes.
All night long?
Yes, sir. There's the worst one job I ever run up again in all my life. I never want to see another scrub board as long as I live.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Harry. What are you doing a-washing for? I thought you went back to the liver stable yesterday and taken charge there and let Josie and her mama go back home and do the washing.
Yeah, that's what I thought I was going to do, too. But then the women folks of mine had a different idea.
Different idea?
Did you know them there women won't hardly let me in the front door of that there liver stable?
They won't?
No, sir. They says, get on home and do that there washing.
Huh.
They said, you made a bargain, now stick to it.
Oh, my goodness.
They said, we're running the share labor stable now. You want to do the washing? Now get on home and do it.
Oh. This ain't working out exactly the way I figured it would.
I'm a miserable creature. A suffering human. My poor back feels like it's half broken, too. I don't see how I can ever bend over one more wash tub full of dirty clothes.
Well, here, wait a minute, Ar. As long as you're rich, you be yourself one of them new electric washing machines.
But I ain't rich, though.
Huh?
Them there women folks of mine claim that all that there money they're making belongs to them. They said I don't get a cent of it.
Well, is that legal? Can they do that?
Well, they're doing it.
Oh.
I tell you, Abner, if I ever needed your advice, I sure need it now.
Yeah, I can see that. Oh, but I wish Pop was here. He might have some idea.
Something's got to be did, Abner. This here just can't go on no longer. I can't spend all day and all night bending over a hot wash tub.
Well, how come it taking you so long to turn out them washings, Ar? Yesterday you figured you could do them all up in about half an hour.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. But, Abner, man just ain't cut out to work like that. It just ain't right. That's all there to it.
Yeah, well, I agree with you on that.
Well, what am I going to do, Abner?
Well, doggies, I don't know just right offhand, Ar. I got to have some time to think this proposition over. This is a hard problem.
Well, I got to get back into that there labor stable some way.
They won't even let you get on the inside of the place, huh?
Not hardly.
Well, them two women can't run that place by themselves, can they?
They think they can.
Oh, me, with all this new business, all them extra teams they got to hire, gonna be a heap of work to be did over there.
Of course there is. And they're gonna find that out, too.
All right, Douglas, wait a minute, Ar. I believe I might have an idea. Why don't you just hire yourself out? Get a job working for them over there.
Working for them there two women?
Why, sure. They're gonna have to hire somebody, and you're the most experienced liver stable man that I know of.
Yeah, but I don't want to work for nobody. That's my place, and I ought to have somebody working for me.
Well, see, I figure once you get over there, why, then you can work it around to where you can get the place back in no time at all.
Yeah, well, that's right. I might could do that.
Why, sure you can.
The only thing, though, I don't believe I could ever bring myself to ask the married two women for a job.
Well, don't ask them. Let them ask you. Make them come to you, Ari.
Well, how can I do that?
Well, here, I dog it. I'll show you. I'll get them on the phone right this minute and fix everything for you.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Abner. Let's talk this over first.
Don't worry, now. I ain't even going to mention your name to them. Just watch how I talk them into this now.
Well, I still don't
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Be quiet, Ari. Hello? Who is this, Josie? Miss Tarkle.
That's my mom-in-law.
Oh. Well, this here's Abner Peabody. I just got to thinking here that you women folks is going to need an extra hand over at the liver stable with all that new business, ain't you? Well, no, I ain't got nobody particular in mind, but I know it ought to be somebody that knows the liver stable business good. Well, let me think here now. Let's see. Who it is in Pine Ridge ever did that sort of work before. Doggies, I can't think of a single one.
You, what about me, Abner?
Yes, up, all right, be quiet. Doggies, ought to be at least one feller in town that's did liver stable work before. Can't you think of nobody, Ms. Tarkin? Tarkle? Yes, Mom. Oh, yes, Mom, I'll hold the phone.
What'd you see, Abner?
She wants to check with her advisor and see if he can think of somebody.
Her advisor?
Yeah, that's Papa. He's over there doing that work. He's bound to think you are. You might as well just head right on over there now. You're as good as hard right now.
Oh, Abner, I don't know how I ever can ever thank you for this.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. That's what I'm in business for. I'm here to help fellas in trouble, and I don't... Wait a minute. Hello? Well, good. Who do you think of? Mom?
Well, I'd better be getting over there, Abner.
Hey, just a minute, Dar. I believe I can save you a trip.
Huh? Save me a trip?
Yeah, you see, well, your mom-in-law talked this over with her advisor.
Yes, I know.
And the advisor has took the job himself.